And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we are going to get started for you right now. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources announced that seven communities throughout the state, including Port Sanilac, received funding for waterway recreation. There was $4.035 million in waterways grant and aid program funding issued to improve public access to recreational boating. Of that amount, $1.65 million was awarded for improvements to the Port Sanilac Municipal Harbor for Phase 1 improvements. The additional money will be used for site work, utilities, fixed walkway repairs, fuel replacement stations, pier upgrades, and pump out system work. The funding requires a local match of $100,000. The next round of Waterways Grant and Aid Program funding is due April 1st, 2027. You can learn more about the DNR grant programs at michigan.gov/DNRgrants. And a break-in is under investigation in the Gagetown area. Owners of Ben's Country Market report the business was broken into at approximately 10:30 p.m. last night. The store's operators say they are working closely with local law enforcement as the investigation continues. In a statement shared with the community, the owners expressed disappointment over the incident, noting the significant effort that had gone into developing the market. Anyone with information related to the break-in is being asked to contact the business or local authorities. And a traffic stop on May 21st led to a brief foot pursuit and the recovery of suspected narcotics. According to authorities, a suspect fled on foot around 6:40 p.m., after being stopped by Michigan State Police just outside of the city. Saginaw police officers responded to assist in the search. Officers Reed and Hines located the individual in a nearby field and took him into custody without further incident. Following the arrest, Officer Nelson and Police K-9 Crixus searched the area where the suspect was found. During the search, Crixus alerted officers to a bag containing what is believed to be cocaine. The incident remains under investigation. And we'll be right back after this brief PSA.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own backing.
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.